is overtaking you. Blinded by the lies, accepting what's not for you.
Don't if it's over the promise.
Positioning in culture.
Defining what's yours.
Getting what you prayed for.
Internet kindness.
The lies, the heartbreak and the rest. Tears begin to spill it all.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Oh, welcome again.
This is
going to be the episode that is posted. The live that is posted, I mean. Welcome to a journey to freedom. A journey to freedom. We talk about our freedom journeys. And what is a journey to freedom? A journey to freedom is a never-ending journey. And why is it a never-ending journey? It's because as you grow into different levels, as you elevate into different levels, you have to break off the things from the previous level so it won't keep you stagnant in the new level. You catch us on Podbean, of course, Spotify, iHeartRadio, BoomPlay, Alexa, Intune, Audible, and so much more. So... I don't know what's going on. Every episode for the past a month and a half, it's been like this. But something's big is on the horizon.
Something is greater.
Must say. Yes. So I'm going to pray again, and we're going to introduce you guys again. Dear guys, I come to you right now, Lord. I want to say thank you. Thank you for this day, dear God. Lord, I rebuke right now anything that's trying to come and block this episode, dear God. All the distractions, all the... technical difficulties that keep happening, dear God. It's been happening like this for the past month and a half, dear God. And I know something's big on the horizon to where I will be able to get better equipment, dear God, for me to really put out this episode the way it needs to be, the way it's purposed to be, the way it's destined to be, dear God. Lord, I thank you, dear God. Lord, please remove anything that's not of you, dear God, in me and in my yes, dear God. Just have your way, have your way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so we're going to get back to another introduction to guests. I've known her for some years. Recently are getting connected more closer. She's a mother. She's a nurse. She's a movement minister. She's a minister. And so much more. Please welcome Janie Oliver.
Whew. Hey, y'all. Hey. Woo! Listen, the enemy is mad, isn't he?
No, I can't.
Oh, he's so mad. I don't.
Janie?
Can you hear me?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Uh-oh, no.
Not again.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Can you hear me? Uh-oh.
You always get the glory.
Can you hear me now?
You'll always get the glory. Get the glory.
Can you hear me?
Oh, come on, baby Jesus.
Hello?
Somehow he'll always...
Oh, my.
Unfortunately, no.
I don't know. What is really... Oh, Jesus. I come against every attack of the enemy.
And it's probably... Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm against every attack in the name of Jesus.
We're going to get into it.
every attack.
Jesus. Welcome.
I plead the blood.
To who's on right now.
I don't understand why this is happening.
It won't prosper. Hello, 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 hello.
Can you hear me?
We're going to get everything situated because...
Oh my God, can you hear me?
Oh my God, today.
Still can't hear me?
So, let's talk about why we're getting everything situated. You know, a journey to freedom. If this is your first time listening, it was birthed in 2018. In June of 2018. I was just about to turn 31. So, yeah. That's how it was birthed. And it's like, I am now a big advocate on freedom journey, my freedom journey, and want to help others on their freedom journey. Because it's good to be free, you know? You want to be free. So, yeah. So we're going to be free. However you say that. And I just want to be free.
Free. Can you hear me now?
We're going to get into it. Oh.
Hello?
I'm going to get into it. We're going to get into it.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Okay. I can hear you now.
Oh.
I had to do that again. Now I'm gonna do this.
Why is it doing that?
Okay. I had to mute myself on the computer. Okay. We good. We good now?
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I had to do that. What I did last time, go on my other one, and yeah.
Okay.
Lord. Golly.
Peace be still.
Yeah. All right. You were talking about the first question. The first question was, what was the turning point when you know it was time for you to start your freedom journey and start it for real?
Yeah. So, just going back to what I was saying, September 14th of last year, I just had a situation when I went to Walmart. I was fine, wasn't feeling ill, you know, or anything like that. Went to Walmart just to get something real quick. It was about 6:30 in the morning or so. And I ended up like passing out. And I was down for like 30 minutes or so. And so once I got home, you know, I prayed and, you know, really just like seek God when it came to that, because I was very confused because I don't have any health conditions that would cause, you know, for me to have like an episode to where I would pass out. So I was very confused as to what caused it. And so what I had took from it after praying and fasting was that, you know, for so long, God gave me my ministry maybe 14, 15 years ago. And I was always hot and cold with it. You know, I was always, I hate to say it, but I have to be honest and speak the truth. I've always been too busy, too consumed, you know, whether it was work or, you know, home life with the kids, just something always kept me from being in ministry full time or, you know, fully into it. And so what I gathered from that was that God was telling me, you told me yes a while ago and I gave you grace, but at what point are you going to make good on your word that you said to me? Because God blesses me, you know, and he's never turned his back away from me. So at what point am I going to okay, it's time. When are you going to say yes? When are you going to give me your yes? You said yes, but when are you going to give me your yes? And so that's why, you know, for me, when it came to ministry right now, this year, that's why I'm like, yes. It's always been like some type of warfare or something, you know, that would happen when it came to ministry. And if I'm honest, that a lot of times deterred me from doing ministry, just because sometimes I don't want to deal with it. It's like, why? You know, just little nuances like what happened today, right now, you know, and just not being fully anchored would just let me to just, you know what, forget it. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to give up, you know, just forget it. And so your question was, you know, what made me start my journey? And I would have to say that, because that was a very pivotal moment in my life, because he didn't have to wake me up. You know, and that's what I got from it. I didn't have to wake you up, but I did. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you going to do with it?
All right. Second question, what were some of the steps that you took to get to where you are at right now?
Again, you know, not to sound redundant, but honestly, just really being fully committed to God. Like, mm-hmm. not playing around, just really, truly...
Mm-hmm.
Being fully committed, praying, reading my word, meditating on one thing, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into the third question. What would you say to those? No, that's not the third question. My bad. Let's get into the third question. Is really, what would you say to yourself 10 years ago?
The sound.
Yeah, I know it's the sound. Yeah, I'm trying to. You can hear yourself?
I can hear. I can hear you now.
Okay. What would you say to yourself 10 years ago?
Whoo, 10 years ago. What would I say to myself? I would say, don't let go. Don't let go. Yeah, just don't let go. Hold on. When it comes to my relationship with God, don't let go. You know, even when things were hard, things were difficult. I'm a semi-private person. You know, I'm the kind of person, I do my crying in the rain. So I'll go through something and nobody will know I'm going through it unless I, you know, let you know. And so, you know, it was a lot of things that I went through personally, that I allowed myself to distance myself from God, especially, you know, around that time, 10 years ago. So that's what I would tell myself. Don't let go.
All right. And the last question before the next segment, what would you say to those who want to start their journey to freedom, but do not know the steps to take to get there?
The first thing I would say is, why? Why do you want to take the journey? Because knowing your why is what's going to help you get going. Like, if you know why you want to take this journey, I feel like that will be more fuel for you to keep going, for you to be motivated. So that would be the first thing I would say, is knowing your why. And then the second thing is knowing your what. You know, what exactly are you trying to gain freedom from or freedom towards? You know,
All righty. All right. So, you know, the newest segment is where the guests ask me questions in regards to my journey to freedom. So what are your questions?
Girl, you know, I got a bunch of questions. No, because Kiara, I'm not sure if a lot of people, like who all has honestly read your books, but if you have not, you must. It honestly, really, really good reads, honestly. And I don't just say that, girl, because I love you. Because I honestly got your books before I could say I love you. You know, that's the truth. But yeah, so I would honestly say, yeah, you guys need to read that book. But the one question I would ask you is, what was your why when it came to going towards, you know, you're working on your journey to freedom? What was your why? Outside of what, like, we read in the books and stuff, like, you know.
Ooh, basically, I would say tired of going through the motions, even though sometimes I find myself going through those motions, but I don't stay there. Like I said, I already have mentioned that I started in 2018, which was June 2018, which was my birthday month. I was about to turn 31, and it was like something clicked when I got in the 30s. It's like something really got to change and stuff. And since then, me starting with the affirmations, started speaking those affirmations out loud, and slowly and slowly, it's been a journey. Of course, I had my emotions up and down. I had mood swings here and there. But I would say if I hadn't done that, I would probably be, I don't know, I would probably be crazy house or just down and out and feeling like the world owes me something when the world doesn't owe me anything. So, yeah.
Okay. How many questions we allowed to ask?
However many you want.
Okay. Because, you know, I'll keep you on this all night. But no, I'm not. I'm just going to ask a couple more questions. So the second question is, this question actually, I wanted to ask you the question based off of some things I've read from you. So what is your definition of freedom?
Being what God has, wait, not like that. Being you completely the way God had made you to be, not being tempted or trying to be people pleased. No people pleasing in your freedom journey. Don't even try to people please in your freedom journey, because you are not really free if you are trying to please people to get them to side with you all the time.
Right.
And just not really caring, but not caring who is watching, but still being mindful of who is watching. You can't just go out there and do anything. You still have to be mindful who is watching, because your walk will be inspirational to someone.
That's right. So,
yeah.
Okay. That's good. Okay. What I want to ask you. When the flag's coming back?
What's the thumb sheet? I figured it's going to
be out. Yeah, when the flag's coming. Okay. No, okay, so this is the last question that I can think of, at least for right now. So, a journey to freedom, you know, it's a brand in itself. It's ministry, but it's also a brand in itself. So, like, I know you have your podcast, you have, you know, the things that you make and create that is attached to that ministry. But do you see, how do I want to say this? Like, what do you see for when it comes to a journey to freedom? Like, as far as like expansion.
Lord Jesus, you about the third person
Well, Lord.
Oh, see where it goes. But I don't know. Like, I, you know, I watch little, some people have their podcasts live and stuff. But I really got to pray on that because I can see myself, but I don't want to do it just because everyone else is doing it. If that makes sense. Because everybody starting a podcast or wants to start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And some are not called to, but I'm going to leave that alone. But yeah. Amen. So.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. See what the Lord says, because I've learned not to be so impulsive in my moves. Just yeah. Because I feel it don't mean I should be doing it. So.
Okay, so basically you're telling us to stay tuned.
Hopefully.
Okay, stay tuned. Okay, okay. Okay, I got another question. Can I ask?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you say, or it's kind of like a two-part question. Okay, so what do you say to others, and or how do you yourself deal with, or have, if you ever, deal with church hurt?
Child? Girl, oh yes, everybody dealt with church hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say when I dealt with it, it was about, yeah, I would say about almost 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, but I would say looking back now, it was not really church hurt, but I, back then I thought it was church hurt because I had that, I had a sense of entitlement. And when you have a sense of entitlement, you will always easily get offended and hurt because you can't do something that you think you're supposed to do. And, mm-hmm. Ooh, Lord Jesus. That just came to me and, that's truth, but yeah. And I think that's what it was and caused the church, this quote-unquote church hurt, but it was just a me hurt because I was hurting myself because I thought I should be doing this. I thought basically I should be in charge of this and stuff, but I wasn't supposed to at that time because I wasn't really, I wasn't mature in the head. I wasn't spiritual, not mature in the head, but mature in the natural, and I wasn't mature in the spiritual. So I had to like sit there and then sit with my thoughts, sit with myself until slowly but surely I started realizing that it was me, but I was still not really basically being involved in things that I know I'm supposed to be involved in because of that, because of my ill feelings towards certain people. I was still sitting down, but I really wasn't sitting down, but I was not serving in my church. But I would say I've really grown since then. I think it started in 2017 where I really slowly but surely started to serve more in church and do things more in church to where I'm at right now. Because when you start to submit and you start to submit for real to God, slowly and surely he will start to continuously elevate you into the things that you are called to do. But you can't rush that process. Like, you know, I got a shirt that says don't rush the process. You can't rush that process. So yeah.
Right, that's right. Okay, girl. Well, I don't think I got any more questions right now that I can think of.
All right. Ooh, you had me. That I really went back, and that was a self-realization for myself.
I know, girl. Did you write it down? Because that was good. That was good.
I'll probably screen record and make a video.
Don't help somebody though. I know it is.
Yeah. So. You got anything else you want to share?
Anything else I want to share? Just put God first, you know, to anybody that's coming in, listening, catching a replay. I know it sounds so cliche because everybody says it, but it's the absolute truth. One of my favorite scriptures, if not my favorite scripture, says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Mm-hmm. And I love that scripture so much because it's a reminder to me that, look, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you want, no matter what you aspire to be, no matter what you aspire to go get, at the end of the day, God is the foundation of it all. You know, so once you seek God first, it kind of piggybacks off of what you just said, too. You know, the more you go in God, the more he will show you who you're supposed to be. So same thing, you know, seek God first. As long as God is your foundation, you cannot go wrong. You're going to have ups and downs because it's life. If mm-hmm. it was made easy, then you wouldn't appreciate God. And that's the truth. If you didn't have trials, how would you know what God can do for you? If you've never been hungry, how do you know that God can be a provider? Like if you've never been in need, then you don't know, you can't know, or mm-hmm. you can't fully know the fullness of God. And that's the truth. That's the truth. So that's what I would say to anybody. If there's no right or wrong way, all you have to do is just say yes and be committed to that yes. Otherwise, you're going to be sprawled out on the floor in Walmart. I'm telling you, yep. Don't play with God. Don't make him. I remember in church, you know, I've heard many pastors say, don't make God make you do what you said you would do. And I get it because, yeah. You know, I don't think I've ever been in that position until that day that when it happened to me, because I was pretty much at a point where, yeah, you got to do it. Like, you have to. So just keep God first and go get Kiera's books, y'all. They're really good. They're really good reads. I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. Lord, we've been through an emotional roller coaster trying to get this through and settled. Lord Jesus. But
but I knew it though. As soon as I walked into work, I was like, okay, Lord. I already knew. I knew it was gonna be something. But God always has the last say.
God's come through somehow.
Always.
So, all right. So thank you again. I'm going to have you pray, and I will say the final closing, and we will be done for the night.
Yes. Okay, so Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this gathering, for this moment, for this platform, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that something was said from myself and from Kiera that will help others, that will help your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing this episode to prosper despite the many attempts for it to not go through, Lord. We thank you. For your hand to go through, for your hand to say that this is going to happen. We thank you for showing your power, Lord, even in this platform, on this podcast, Lord. We thank you. Lord, we pray protection over your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We love you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. All right. Thank you again. And we are gearing up for the April 5th show, which is in 3 weeks. I don't know how to pray if I want to do a 29th show, but which is in 3 weeks. My guest is the financial guru herself in Toledo, Latish Holmes. So, get ready for that at 6:30 p.m. All right, so. Y'all be blessed. Have a great weekend, great rest of March, and get ready for resurrection on the 31st. All right? All right.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.